helping you to weather good and bad economies without putting retirement on hold. This is the Tumalo Financial Podcast with Ken and Nick Tumalo. Ken and his son Nick know that creating a comprehensive financial plan can align your hard-earned life savings with your retirement goals. Consider them your retirement architects. Now, the Tumalo Financial Podcast with Ken and Nick Tumalo.
Now, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, he is looking for a place to put his new data center, and he's looking for a state that has favorable tax treatment.
Look at Tennessee right now, fastest growing city in America, Nashville, winner state, good policy, competitive taxes. You've got to start thinking about this in the context of winners and losers. New York, mega loser state.
So a few weeks ago, I think we actually were just talking about Amazon's Jeff Bezos. He's moving to Florida for tax purposes. That could save him $600 million in taxes. Nick, is our state tax friendly for retirees, or what can we do to maybe make it a better situation for ourselves?
I don't even have to tell our listeners. They know what Connecticut is.
Yeah.
It's not tax friendly. We're the, I think now, fifth worst state tax-wise. Oof. It used to be the second, so we're moving in the right direction. So that'll be my positive about Connecticut. But there's a lot on the tax side. And I see a lot of people do the Florida-Connecticut thing, the snowbird into Florida, mm-hmm. especially retirees, just because of the tax treatment. So it's not just something that I see with the billionaires. Does it make it easier for a billionaire to do it? Of course it does. They can just take a private jet and go from city to city and then claim tax on that. So it's a lot easier for a billionaire, of course. I'm a big fan of actually Kevin O'Leary. He's been on a rampage lately on New York. I don't know if you've been listening to him. I think it's been the last like month or two. He's just been really talking a lot of junk about New York,
really?
Is the best way to put it. Yes. The tax treatment, a few policy things. It seems like, and he's my favorite shark actually to listen to. I just like that he's just stone cold and everything like that.
Yep.
And you can see sometimes it makes the other sharks uncomfortable sometimes when he talks, because mm-hmm. some of them are like, oh yeah, they have to take the human element of it. And I think Kevin, it does a little bit, but he's definitely the worst out of all of them.
He's like the Simon on American Idol, you know?
Oh,
there
yes.
always has
yep.
to be a mean judge.
There's gotta be. And even my wife and I watch The Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot his name and I feel so bad because he just passed away.
Len?
Something L. Yeah, Len. Yeah, Len just passed away and he was the tough one. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about the Dancing with the Stars now. They're way too soft on everyone. Len was even, like I said, I don't like talking bad about people that passed away, but he was getting a little softer the last couple of years. And I don't know if it was people in the background telling me or just, I know some people when they get older, they get a little softer. I don't know, but I like having one tough person on there to kind of, oh yeah, let's humble some of these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that.
Yeah. Going back to retirement planning though, since, yeah, I like to gush about Kevin O'Leary sometimes, but I see it with retirees too here because Connecticut is a big state to move down to Florida. I have some people now doing the Tennessee. I've heard that a few more times now. I've heard South Carolina, North Carolina, even going West Coast, I've heard Arizona's tax favorable. I haven't really looked into that one as much. But yeah, I'm starting to see less and less on the Florida just because there's way too many people going to Florida and people are like, oh, it's too crowded. So I'm starting to see, like I said, the Tennessee and South Carolina a little more. But the tax savings are huge depending on your lifestyle is the biggest thing that I've seen. Because I've had someone come in and their lifestyle cost $150,000 a year. So a higher lifestyle. And we built out a plan because they're like, yeah, we're probably going to do Florida, but can you just show me? Because they were clients. So we showed them both Connecticut versus Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And doing $150,000, I could not believe the number. I had to run this plan three times just in case I was like, am I doing something wrong on my math? It was over $600,000 that saved over a 30-year period.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. And it was just because of the taxes. You look at it, Florida versus Connecticut taxes, you're not paying any taxes in Florida. Connecticut, $150,000, you're probably paying in that 4 to 6 range in taxes. You think about it too, now that money is staying in accounts, that money is compounding. So it's not tax savings just specifically on taxes. It's really also, oh, now you're not taking that money out and it keeps growing. So that's why it was that big of a difference. So like $150,000, if you're subtracting, I don't know, I think think it ended up being roughly about 5% less in taxes. I'd have to go back to it, but you think about 5% in taxes, $150,000, was that $7,500 that you're paying less in taxes roughly? You keep that in the accounts, you let it keep growing. It's just going to compound and keep going on you. And they were younger, so this was a 30-year period for them. Mm-hmm. We saw them when they, I think they're in their upper 50s or at 60, so we like to build out the plan to at least 90. So 30-year period, $600,000. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
But I've also seen people that it ends up being, oh yeah, their lifestyle's $5,000-$6,000 a month and it saves them $50,000, but it still keeps money in your pockets because you think about it too. If you don't end up spending that money and it doesn't go to Uncle Sam, oh, then it can go to your kids. You can help them with a wedding. You can help them getting second house. You can just end up passing the money on later on. You can also help the grandkids with college, because I know that's another big thing that people have been talking about. So you think about it, even $50,000 versus $600,000, it's still life-changing money. And it really depends on how you're using it, how you structure it, because the biggest thing is we want to pay Uncle Sam as least possible. Of course, we have to pay our fair share in taxes, but there's ways of getting around it, whether it's going to Florida. And I know a lot of people don't like doing that, because another thing I like to bring up is I see people do the Florida thing for 4, 5, 6 years and grandkids start getting involved and people start slowing down and they don't want to hike back and forth and just like, you know, I want to be near my family for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And then they go back to Connecticut and they start getting hit with taxes. So I do see that aspect as well. And I've seen that countless times where people come back to Connecticut just because their family's here. So make sure you're doing the move for you, not just because of taxes. Make sure it's going to make you happy. It's not just about your money. Of course, we might be able to find some tax strategies even staying in Connecticut and trying to shift the taxes, doing stuff like Roth conversions or draw strategies, trying to lower your taxes throughout your whole retirement. So I'm not saying you have to go move to Florida or South Carolina and get these type of tax friendly environments. We can find stuff here for you. Even if you want to stay in Connecticut, all your family's still in Connecticut. That's usually where I worry about the most. I worry about the happiness first, and then let's worry about the money. Mm-hmm. But that's where really it comes down to. And like I said, I built it out for people before, where the Connecticut versus Florida, seeing that savings. And it's nice to see, but the happiness is the most important piece. So we do this complimentary. I just want to bring up again with the Tumo Retirement Checkup, and I'll offer it again. Our phone number is 860-854-3434.
Investment advisory services provided through Tucker Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Tumalo Financial is independent of Tucker Asset Management.